The following is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
Good Sunday morning and welcome to Your Life, Your Money here on 640 Toronto. I'm Chris Creston and I'm joined as always by Kelvin, the Money Guy. He's one of the top financial advisors in the country and a great guy to have on your side and a great guy to have on the radio. So we appreciate his time as much as we appreciate yours. So thank you for making us part of your Sunday, both to Kelvin and to everyone out there listening. You can visit Kelvin's website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. And you can book a meeting with Kelvin right there on the website. You click on the schedule a call link and you can book a time and date of your choosing when you would like to sit down and have a conversation with Kelvin about whatever's going on in your financial life and whatever you've got on the horizon and whatever you're planning. That's askkelvin.ca, askkelvin.ca. Or you can give him a call on the phone, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And I've been talking about the guy. Might as well bring him on here and open up the mic. Kelvin the Money Guy, how are you doing this Sunday morning?
Yeah, I'm doing well. How are you keeping, Chris?
Good, good. You know, it's springtime. Depends on, doesn't always feel like springtime, right. but here we are. And it's got at least that sort of, I'd like to think I've got a bit of that hopeful vibe that you get from springtime going on.
What a Friday. What a Friday we had.
Seriously, you know what? Like, honestly, I think I've only used my snowblower once until this weekend. And that's just, you know what? I'm just thankful. Here I am being optimistic. I'm thankful that I was able to burn the last bit of gas that was in my snowblower so I didn't have to let it sit there and go stale. That's me. That's the silver lining on that story.
Yeah. Well, let's hope it's over, right? Let's hope we're heading into some good times and the eyes of March, right? So
yes, exactly. Well, beware. But Kelvin, how are things, when it comes to, the markets? Are things looking up? I know earlier in the week, we got the news about inflation and people were really happy. You know, it's funny when the headline, when you're watching it and everyone is saying, experts say expect the inflation to go up, expect it to go up, expect it to be above 3%. And then boom. The news comes out and it's lower. It was 2.8, 2.9, whatever it was. And it's just like, wait a minute. Okay, that makes something about maybe the doom and gloom leading into it makes it feel like it was a really good news day.
Yeah, actually last week was a really good news week. And the feds in the U.S. say they might lower it by 3 times.
Yeah.
Here we might do the same
thing. The interest rate.
My personal opinion is going to drop by a point. I know that's being a little bit wishful thinking. Mm-hmm. But hey, you never know. But we'll know probably in June. April of June, we'll know what they're going to be doing. But yeah, you're right. Inflation was at 2.8, which they didn't expect. So that's a good thing. You know,
it's interesting, Kelvin, sorry to interrupt you, in Canada, and I think normally these central banks like to keep these sort of decisions pretty close to their chest, but then that the Fed in the U.S. would sort of telegraph they're planning 3 drops this year. That sort of, you know, probably makes all the other banks, and especially we're so closely tied to the American economy, makes Tiff Macklem and the governors of the Bank of Canada think, well, okay, we got to plan something too. We've got to be prepared to follow them down on the roller coaster, which has so far done nothing but go up and then, I guess, plateau.
And it's good for the markets as well. I mean, the markets are topsy-turvy depending on what we hear about interest rates. But yeah, it looks like we've turned the corner as far as the markets go. When I look at returns of clients as I review and chat with them, you know, we're doing really well. We're recovering from the horrible 2023, late 22 into 2023. Looks like we're recovering. So this year might be one of those recovering or turnaround year, meaning that interest rates will go back down, hopefully not to where it was, but probably next year. Markets are heading back in record territory. So all the signs are pointing to good things. Now, some people out there say, hey, the markets are too high, the markets are too high. Well, we've been hearing this forever. The markets are too high. The stock market, it's overblown. It's going to crash. You'll always hear that, right? And then when you think back and you look, let's say it does crash. Well, in 3 years from now or 5 years from now, what does it matter? Unless you cashed all your money out, right? So when you look back to 5 years ago, was the stock market higher or lower? Well, it was lower than where it is today. And look at all the bad things that happened. Ukraine war, the Hezbollah thing, the interest rates going up 10 times, inflation, price of bread, lettuce, gas, everything went up. But yet, when you look at your 5-year return of your money, if you're in the right places, you did pretty good. So it's all about, what you do and how you think about your money. And that leads me into where we're in our topic is steps to financial fitness. Right? Of course, we start the year and we're all going to diet and exercise and do all these things, and gym memberships went up. And guess what now? We cancel it. We're not going to gym anymore.
Yeah,
Right?
exactly. Those dumbbells are collecting dust.
Yeah. So achieving financial fitness really requires, like personal fitness, discipline and determination over the long term. It's just like running a marathon, right? You really need to take that approach because it's not a short-term thing, it's more of a long-term. There is some short th things involved, but those are different types of headset for planning, right? So I think becoming financially fit means, feeling good and confident about your financial situation. Just like when you work out at the gym and your muscles are getting bigger and you're feeling good and you're slim and you all that, you're feeling totally confident about yourself when you put your clothes on.
Hashtag gains. That's what the kids are saying.
So, this means you're able to manage your money in order to meet your current and long-term needs. So it's a short-term, but yet it's a marathon when you're planning your money. So as like with any type of training, becoming financially fit requires learning the principles and the best practices that others have used to achieve financial objectives, meaning don't reinvent the wheel. Just add your spoke to it and move on. What is my problem? Where do I have problems saving money or making money or investing or doing what I do? Figure out that problem and then take the necessary steps to fix it. So, like any type of training, take this the steps to financial fitness isn't easy. It's hard to get up in the morning to go to the gym. I don't want to go to the gym. I'm not going to get up that early or whatever. But once you're done exercising, it's like, oh my God, I'm glad I came, right? Same thing with money. It's not easy, and none of us wants to face our financial problems. I got too much debt, or I don't have enough debt, or I'm not saving enough, that kind of stuff. So you know what? Like the gym, it takes a lot of energy and discipline to obtain and hone in that necessary, skills over time to get you where you want to get to financially. So those are some of the things that people need to, we need to think about before we get started, I think, Chris, the best part of, financial fitness is that it applies to everyone. Doesn't matter where you are, what stage in life you are, when it comes to how much money you can earn and so on, we're all in the same. We all have to do the same things to get to achieve our goals. So there's nothing different for anyone. So what I always say is these principles work because they're proven to help people optimize their savings and, to figure out their financial needs over the short and the long term. And there's so many things that we need to do, and I thought I'd break it down over the next, 40, 45 minutes or so into little steps and little things that we can do. It's not always the big things that matters. It's all the little things that we do along the way, right? And think about how much, I think in the last month they've been telling us how much we owe, how much money we all owe, right? And I think it's about $56,000 every each Canadian owes, which I don't know if that's a lot or not, but and that's excluding your mortgage, right?
Right. Well, for a lot of people, that's more than at least one spouse is making in a year. So that's it's a good chunk.
Yeah, I mean, since 2007 and 2008, the combined federal and provincial debt, like our debt, was $1.8 trillion. And that was projected to be $2.8 trillion by 2023-24.
You know, those numbers get so high that it's impossible to even wrap your head around. It doesn't even sound like a real thing.
I know. I looked at the debt, when I was looking at federal debt, it said our debt is... And I don't know what to say. If this is trillion, billion, kajillions, I don't know what. It's 1.219879552478.0. What, I don't know what that means, but that's how much we owe. But what I do know is that each of us owe $30,831. That's our share of that big number.
Wow.
And it adds to it every second. I forget right. What site you can go on.
I think it's a debt clock or something like that. I think that might be it.
I saw this somewhere and I thought, oh my gosh. And every second you can see it getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I'm thinking, oh my God, will we ever get out of this? So what do we do? Do we treat ourselves like the government and extend our credit card and just get another one and another one and let that thing build up like the national debt? No, we don't. What we do is we set financial goals. Okay, that's the first thing I think we need to do. You can't reach your goals if you don't set them. After the break, I'll get into that and some of the four or five other ways where simple things that we can do to help us breathe easy and have less stress when it comes to money.
Getting you ready and financially fit. Talking financial fitness here with Kelvin, the Money Guy, on Your Life, Your Money. Let Kelvin be your financial personal trainer. Visit his website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. Or give him a call on the phone, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. We'll talk more about the steps to financial fitness as the show continues. And I'll let you know where that debt clock is and what website you can find it on as we continue on Your Life, Your Money here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
And this is Your Life, Your Money here on 640 Toronto. Thank you so much for making us part of your Sunday. I appreciate it. I'm Chris Cresson and I'm joined as always by Kelvin, the Money Guy, and today we're talking about steps towards financial fitness. I joked before we took a quick break to let Kelvin be your financial personal trainer, working on your financial fitness. Askkelvin.ca, that's askkelvin.ca. Schedule a call with Kelvin there, or you can pick up the phone and give him a call at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And you know, when you're thinking about your own, you know, fitness when it comes to your body, maybe you don't want to look too long in the mirror. Maybe you don't want to turn to the side at all because you might find there's a little too much there or not enough here. And you might feel that same way when you crack open your balance sheets and look at your investments and you look at your bank account and you think, there's a little too much over there and it's not doing anything. There's not enough over here where I really need it. And taking a look is the first step. Well, Kelvin's going to roll through the steps as we talk about what your steps towards financial fitness. So I don't want to get in the way. I do want to point out, we were talking about that, our share of the national debt, and every individual Canadian share something over 30,000. And if you go to debtclock.ca, the Canadian Taxpayers Federation has a graphic of the debt clock. It is the clock, it is the odometer of Canada's federal debt, and it just keeps ticking. And it just keeps ticking, and it looks like it's made up because I can't believe it. It just keeps moving. And it, debtclock.ca is where you find that. But if that makes you nervous, you got to start thinking about your own financial well-being and make sure your debt clock isn't building up the exact same way. And hopefully, if it is, at least your interest clock or your investment clock is building just as quickly. And that is part of your financial fitness. And Kelvin, we're talking about the steps towards financial fitness. Uh-huh. And you had just started talking about that before we had to take a break.
Yeah, the first one is set goals. You know, you can't reach your goals if you don't set them, right? So planning how to use, you know, savings and investments to reach your goal is key. So you got to determine how much you need to save over time to finance your dreams. And this includes emergency fund, you know, in your financial goals. Remember, I always say, plan your money life backwards. Figure out what you need in how many years, 10, 5, 15, 20, whatever time zone is, and work backwards to get there. So set those goals for yourself. And remember, a goal without a plan is just a dream. So make sure you do some planning with that goal setting. The second one, I think, is understand where your money is going. You know, create a budget that includes, not maybe a budget, but you see where all your money goes. Like, you know, what's your expenditures, your discretionary items, you know, periodic savings, you know, for long-term stuff, right? Track your spending, you know, compare it regularly against your budget and make changes to your spending habits when necessary. So, for example, you know, use the knowledge and skills you gain over time to spend less where possible and save more. Don't give up on today because you only live once. But try and strategize in a way that you can enjoy your life today. I know everything has gone up in price. You know, we go to the grocery store and we're spending way more and getting way less. The shrinkflation thing is happening. But, you know, sit down and with your spouse and put pen to paper and figure out what you want to do. But like I say, you only live once. So enjoy your life, but plan for that rainy day. And you know, Chris, one of the things is, you know, manage your debt. People don't manage their debt. What they do is they look at their credit card and they pay whatever they can, or they don't really know. So I think curtailing the use of debt to consume is crucial, you know, when trying to optimize savings and capital. So look at where you're, you know, what am I consuming? What am I doing? Am I Uber eating all the time? What am I doing, right? You know, and try and avoid high interest rates and potential fees that would minimize the use of credit cards. So for example, if I have a credit card that's charging me 19% or 15 or 20, whatever it is, maybe call another credit card and try and become assuming your credit is good, and become a client of theirs. And becoming a new client, you can have balance transfers at 0% for, you know, 3 to 6 months, even a year. It takes time to do this, but if you don't take the time, you'll never get ahead. So don't try and finance your cards all the time where it is. Call another credit card and use their system to help you better where you want to get. So that's debt management, you know, and strategy to reduce all this high interest debt and accelerate, you know, maybe accelerate payments, the student loan. You know, sit down with your advisor and figure out what to prioritize. Do I pay down my mortgage? Do I pay down my credit card? Do I get a line of credit? Like, what do I do? We know interest rates, like we said at the beginning of the show, is going to probably ease down, we think, June, July. Maybe not a lot, but a little bit, to give us some headways into where we're going. So I think now that we're heading to the end of the quarter, sit down and realize, where was I in January 1st till now? And where am I heading in the next 3 months? Am I better off or am I worse off? If I'm better off, what can I do better? And if I'm worse off, what can I do to make it, you know, easier on me? And, you know, to relate fitness to financial fitness is, you know, when, like, I have a personal trainer, right? So every Tuesday and Thursday. So I do things like, I will lift heavy weights, and, you know, I want to be low, look at me, right? But
you don't want to look like that. The Hulk? You're not looking to get jacked?
So it's not about heavy weights. It's about doing things properly, right? And it's how you lift things and how you do things properly. And that's why you need a personal trainer for a while anyways. And then if you get used to it, then good. But then they motivate you, because I never want to go to the gym. But it motivates me because I got to go, and I'm paying, so I have to go, right? So we talked about the average debt level in Canada. It's about 56,000 for each Canadian, and that's credit card debts, lines of credit, car loans, personal loans. So take a check of those things and see what they're financed at. Maybe there's nothing you can do, or maybe there's something you can do. You never know until you sit down and do it. And we're afraid to look at what we owe because it doesn't make us feel good, right? It's like we hate, like you said, you hate to look in the mirror because it makes us feel good. But if you took the bull by the horn and get someone to help you to see through all this stuff, you know what? You'll do better. And by the time you hit the summer, you'll go, "Oh my God, I'm glad I did this." So change some of the things you can change and set yourself a target of where you want to be every 6 months or so. It's hard to do, don't get me wrong, because things are getting in the way. But it's doable, for all of us. And it doesn't matter what age you're at, financial fitness applies to all of us, right? So don't be mindful and don't feel embarrassed, to what you owe, because we all owe money. The question is, how are we going to pay it off, and what steps we're going to take. So these are just some of the steps that we need to follow, what we want to do.
I think that there's some important point there when you're talking about not to feel embarrassed. It's like if you were talking about a personal trainer, you'd be embarrassed at how many push-ups you could do, or how far or how long you can run, or any of those things. But you're not going to improve on those things if you're not willing to show them, and you're not willing. So if you don't want to book an appointment with Kelvin or a financial advisor to go over your finances because you're embarrassed about the debt, or you're embarrassed that you don't have investments, or you're embarrassed about the state of them, you're not going to improve, right? It's only going to get worse. The further you kick the ball down the field, the worse it's going to be until you learn those skills, or until you get the help that you need from Kelvin to work on and to improve those things and maybe right the ship. Or maybe you'll find out when you get in there, it's nothing to be embarrassed about. There's nothing wrong with it at all.
And that's, it's funny. That's the approach to take. Like, don't worry about it. Like, nobody's here to judge you. We're here to make to sit down with you and plan out your money life properly and make sure you do it. It's like, some buddies of mine, they have their wives, they have cleaning ladies, right? That come to clean. But before the cleaning lady comes, man, they're vacuuming and cleaning up the place because they don't want the cleaning people to think, "Oh my God, they
Yeah, you
don't
clean for the cleaning people. It's true. Because you don't want them to judge you.
So don't worry. Everybody judges you. It doesn't matter what happens. But we in the financial planning world, we don't really care. You sit down and talk about your problems, and one day you'll be fine. I think it's more needed this year, because people just seem to be stressed. Every time you turn on the TV, it's people are stressed about money. You look at the lineups at the food bank and all of that. I'm not saying we can take care of all those problems. What I'm saying is at least you could talk it out and maybe spend your money more effectively, right? And again, don't have to give up on today's fun things. You still can maybe reduce it a bit, right? And you'll be fine. And it's our lifestyle, some of the things we have to worry about is our lifestyle. And what I find is many people should put their money on autopilot. You know how we prepay for stuff, like Rogers and Bell and all that kind of stuff? Yeah,
You've
so
got it,
put
your
mm-hmm.
approved bills or whatever, so that it's basically you're going to get the invoice, but you're not going to actually have to physically sign the check like maybe our parents did.
So put money in your savings account, using direct deposit so that you don't spend it. Maybe make sure you have if you can afford this, maybe make sure you have a regular contributions to RSPs and other investments account. I know it's tough today to do that, but it doesn't have to be a lot of money. It can be a little bit. Start off with a little. A little from a little equals a lot over time. So just get yourself in the, create good habits for yourself, I guess I should say. Maybe make auto payments to your bills, your mortgage, your students' loans, things like that. So it automatically comes out and you never forget about it and it's getting paid down. There's many types of money management applications to help you track payments, expenditures, all that kind of stuff. Find one that's simple for you. Some people just, even now in this day and age, I see some clients that have pencil and paper, and it works just as well. In fact, sometimes it works better than a computer because they have to physically write it out, and they say what you write down, you remember quite a lot of it, right? So
Yeah,
you know
there's
what you're
some science behind that where there's an
yeah.
actual more connection from that sort of pen on paper, you're handwriting it, and it somehow you remember it in a way that you don't necessarily remember it just by typing numbers
Right.
into a spreadsheet.
Now, maybe with ChatGPT and all this AI, we don't need to write anymore. I don't know, but they'll remember stuff for us. But
You
yeah.
got to write it down to keep a secret
Yeah.
from the machine. Yeah.
I know. So those are some, make, like I say, set financial goals, understand where your money is going, manage your debt, and put money on autopilot and get somebody to help you to do it. Get your financial advisors. That's what we do. After the minute, we'll go into after the break, we'll go into more things we can do to help us to not only pay off our debt, but grow our investments and our assets.
Exactly. Perfect. That is coming up as we continue with Your Life, Your Money, talking about the steps towards your financial fitness, checking in with your financial fitness and checking in with your financial personal trainer, Kelvin, the money guy. The number to call is 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Or visit the website askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca and click on the schedule call link and book a meeting with Kelvin at a date and time of your choosing. Stay tuned as we continue with Kelvin the Money Guy on Your Life, Your Money here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
And welcome back to Your Life, Your Money here with Kelvin the Money Guy. Visit his website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. There's a handy schedule a call link in the top right-hand corner, and you can click on that and you say, "Hey, I want to meet with Kelvin on Tuesday at 1:30." And then you click on that time, and you've got a call booked with Kelvin the Money Guy when you can sit down and have a conversation with him. Or if you want to pick up the phone and give him a ring, it's 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And today we're talking about your financial fitness and making sure that you're improving on that financial fitness to make sure everything is good and locked away in your financial health and fitness toolbox. If I can mix metaphors to the point that they don't make any sense anymore. But that's what we're talking about, and that's what Kelvin can help you with. And Kelvin, we were just talking a little bit about debt, and you find yourself with everybody finds themselves with debt, and you want to make sure that you're doing the right things to pay it down. But the other step to all that is you also want to be growing your money and making sure that on the other end of the ledger, things are getting bigger. Numbers are, at least.
I mean, I think every 6 months or so, people should sit down and look at where they were and where they're going in the next 6 months. And it's a hard thing to do because life gets in the way. We want to, well, you won't be watching hockey in June, but you know what I mean. But you'll be, I see that
I'm
maybe.
wearing my Leafs shirt today, so
I see that.
yeah.
Well, wear it well because you might not need it after May. But it's funny how you've got to treat money well, right? And you got to respect money. And if you do, it seems like nonsense, but it really works. It really works out well. And I think what happens is you got to maintain a steady lifestyle, right? Spending doesn't have to grow at the same rate as income, right? Growth in income, like bonuses and windfalls, getting like inheritance, things like that, can increase savings and investments accounts. So keeping expenditures relatively constant over time is the key method to achieving financial security. So what does that mean? It means to, just maintain your lifestyle. Every 3 months or so, treat yourself to something really cool, right? A trip or something like that, if that's within your wheelhouse. But maintain a steady stream, and you'll notice you won't miss out on anything, but at the end of the day, you'll have money that you've saved up without even knowing it. You know, it's really funny how putting away $50, $100, whatever is in your whatever you can do, adds up over time, right? And
I
one of
like
the
that
biggest
that's
thing
the way that you look at so many things, Calvin, is, you know, you don't want your clients and for our listeners to deny themselves things. And I like that as a sort of a way of making sure that you aren't sort of, you know, so focused on retirement that you're enjoying today. And whether it's a trip or a concert or a sporting event or something, or, you know what, buying yourself something nice. Buy yourself a nice outfit, buy yourself a record, whatever it is that you really enjoy. Just
And you
a little present for yourself every 3 months.
treat yourself, right? Because you only, like I say, you only live once. I mean, and it doesn't have to be anything big and extravagant. It could be something that you enjoy, that you really enjoy when you were growing up, that'll make you feel good. Because it's all feel good, right? And you know, I find sometimes I meet people from these shows that come and see me, and all they do is save, 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 save. And they haven't really, yeah, they have money, but they really didn't enjoy their lives, you know? And there's other people that just spend, 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 and they're enjoying their life too much. So find that happy balance. And that's what life is about. No matter, not only with money, but with, you know, our family and everybody else. It's life balance. One of the things I find is that we're all buying RSPs and TFSAs and FHSAs and all the stuff we talk about in all these shows, right? And the one thing people don't do is invest their money wisely. Many people are concerned with, oh, the fees and this and that. I got to pay so much money. I don't want to pay an advisor. I don't want to pay the bank. Well, you're paying. They just disguise the fees differently. So it looks like you're paying nothing. But at the end of the day, you're paying. So don't let that trouble you too much. Your returns are always net of fees, right? So always look at your return versus what the fee you're paying. So if you want to make 7% and you're paying 7% in fee, well, you're good because that's what you want to make. So always determine what you're comfortable with. Don't worry about what other people are making, what other people are doing. Worry about you. What's your risk tolerance? What do you want out of your money? And what risk are you taking that you want to take to get to where you want to get to? And then what I find when I look at people's portfolios is their money is either vested 100% in bonds or Canada or X stocks, or they're so narrow-minded in one spot. So when you invest your money, what I find that pensions do, big pensions like CPP and teachers' pensions, they take a third of your money and they put it in Canada. They take a third of your money and they put it in the US, and a third of your money and they put it in the global markets. And they just leave it there and manage it properly and move on. So I think when you're investing your money, you need to take a global approach. You need to take an approach where it doesn't matter what happens in the markets, short term, long term, you're still doing well and you're maintaining what you're doing. So if you have debt that's costing you know, all this money, maybe invest your money wisely in a TFSA or something. Take the profits out and pay down your debt. RSPs, we're all buying RSPs and stuff in the last, well, till February 29th. Now we're going to file our taxes and we're going to get our refund. Well, what are we going to do with this refund? Right?
Go on
We're going to,
vacation.
yeah,
Buy a
of course.
TV.
Yeah. Maybe take half of it or a third of it and pay down some of your debt and take the other
Right.
half and go on a vacation. Balance your life. Right, and if you do so, you'll stream very well. It's a little bit of stuff you got to do, you know, to get to where you want to get to. But somehow we complicate our lives. I try and take away all the complications of your lives to make your life enjoyable. So after the break, we'll talk about the last one and maybe recap what we've done over the last hour or so.
Perfect. Talking about the steps towards your financial fitness here on Your Life, Your Money with Kelvin, the Money Guy. Don't forget to visit his website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. Or you can give him a call anytime at 416-416-416-416. 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Stay tuned for more of Your Life, Your Money with Kelvin the Money Guy here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
This is Your Life, Your Money with Kelvin the Money Guy. I am Chris Creston, and today we are talking about your financial fitness and making sure that you are ready to go and ready to roll here. We are at that point in the year where you've probably given up on your personal fitness, but maybe it's time to focus a little bit more on your financial fitness. And you're thinking, you know what? I got to get someone on my side. I got to get someone to help me out with this. I need a financial personal trainer. And that is why you've got Kelvin the Money Guy here on the radio, but you've also got him personally in contact with you. If you give him a call at 416-457-7526, that's 416-457-PLAN. Or you can visit his website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca, and get in touch with him there. Kelvin, we've been going through the steps towards financial fitness and the things that people need to work on. And I think we've got one more, right?
Mm-hmm. The last one, I think, you know, is obtain knowledge and advice, but not just from Google and that kind of stuff, you know, your friends and so on, because you're not telling your friends what you owe. You're not telling your friends, you know, what you have, right? You shouldn't. So get knowledge and advice from people, your financial advisor. You know, being financially fit means understanding and, you know, and utilizing the main principles and best practices when it comes to saving and investing, okay? It might seem simple, but it is simple, but we complicate it, right? So when needed, get help from an investment advisor or financial planner. I guess not when needed. Get it all the time, because it'll really help you think about where you want to get. You know, it'll help you build your investment plan and your portfolio to meet all your financial needs. We financial advisors go through all your debt. You can't really be a saver of money if you owe a lot of money. So we need to massage that debt, okay? And you need to maybe sometimes along the journey, maybe take some RSP money or some money you may have and pay off those big debts. We know interest rates are coming down. The Bank of Canada, the Feds in the U.S. have already said it, that it's coming down late into this year, into next year. So maybe if you're struggling and you have all this high payments and you have some RSP money, it's not a good idea always to take money out of RSPs. But this is what we talked about this before. You have to sit down with your advisor and do the math and see, is it worth it to do it to pay off some short-term debt to get me further in the future? So those are kind of things I think people want to think about when it comes to their money. So not just investing money, but looking and managing your debt properly, finding out, you know, where am I? Like I say, the very first one I said was set financial goals, you know, and deal with it and revisit it every 3 to 6 months. You know, am I keeping up with my goals? Am I doing where I want to get to? Am I going to get to where I want to get to? And like I say, live today as well. Because what if you don't make it till that retirement? We financial advisors, like I say, in the past, and now I guess into the future, worry, you know, we look at retirement planning, buy RSP. We need to really take a holistic approach of where people are and where they're going. And really, you know, ask them questions about a lot of things that we never used to. You know, where are they going to live when they get older? Are they going to sell their homes? You know, how are they going to educate their kids? It's gone beyond the stock markets. As you can tell, last year to now, where the stock markets were, where it is today, and where it's going in the future. So that we can't really worry about ourselves. Like I say, invest your money wisely, a third Canada, a third US, a third global, and leave your money alone. Now you and your financial advisor can go on into managing your debt. How much credit card do I have? What's the interest? Do I call another credit card to get a zero, you know, financing on balance transfer. These are the little things that you need to talk about to get you to that financial freedom that you want to get, right? And like we said at the beginning of the show, don't mimic yourself like the financial debt sticking away every second. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, right? So don't be doing that to yourself.
Yeah, don't model your own financial planning based on the model that has been offered by our governments. They don't set a good example.
And I don't think those numbers, they're so big. I don't think they show up on a calculator. I think you need like maybe two calculators combined.
Exactly.
I think.
Yeah, I seem to remember playing with a calculator when I was a kid, and it would come up with just an error message when you got the numbers too high. And I think that's probably what you're going to get if you try and calculate the federal debt.
And remember, Tax Freedom Day is getting pushed out more and more, you know. We work, I think, from January till like June or something. For the government, and then after that we work for us, right? And I think that's being pushed out more and more and more. People really need to, all kidding aside, you know, people really need to sit down and have a look at where they're going in the future. It's going to be an exciting decade, I think, for money markets, things like that. But you have to be involved in the game. You have to really know where you are. And I hope in the last hour or so you picked up something on what to do with your money and how to manage your debt, maintain a steady lifestyle, get your money in autopilot, and obtain some knowledge and advice to get you the way you want to get in the future. If you don't have an advisor, reach out, call me or myself. Let's have a chat and move on.
Awesome. And looking up the Tax Freedom Day, last year it was June 19th. So I don't know when it's going to be this year, but as it continues to crawl upwards, I'm sure it that'll continue to happen. But if you've got a good financial plan, that's something that you don't have to worry about as much, because tax planning is a big part of what Kelvin offers and what you can get when you're talking to Kelvin the Money Guy. And that's why you give him a call. Kelvin, thanks again for making us part of your Sunday, and thank you everyone out there for making us part of yours. It's been a fast hour. It's blown by here. It's been very educational, I think hopefully very helpful for everybody out there. Don't forget to give Kelvin a call at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Or you can go to his website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. Stay tuned to 640 Toronto.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Chorus Entertainment.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.